And I see the governor signed the redistricting bill that no doubt is going to create some dominoes throughout the state of Illinois. Your reaction to that?
Well, I think it's unfortunate that the governor, one of the things that he campaigned upon his candidate, Pritzker, is that he said he would pledge to veto any redistricting map that was drawn by legislators. And he did just the opposite. So he has sold out to the same people that have ruined this state, Mike Madigan and his cronies who are still running the House of Representatives. It's really unfortunate that when you run for any office, particularly the highest office in the state, on the most important issue that you will deal with, that you lie to Illinois citizens. So I'm greatly disappointed with him, but we're not done. We're still waiting for the right information to come to us, and that would be the census data. But we're also going to explore our options very soon in our courts to determine whether or not the maps were drawn with the appropriate information. So this is far from over.
All right, what do you think the future of this state holds post-pandemic? And I know some of the media reports out of Chicago are indicating that the current governor may not run for re-election. So what is the future as we travel down the road of 2021 into 2022?
I think whatever the governor does, that's fine. We're glad to put the right candidate. I'm not sure who that candidate is to run against him, but the governor is not in a good position. I believe that his standing throughout the state of Illinois is weak based on how he managed the pandemic. No one went to pandemic school, but here's the thing. You shut down so many small businesses that left big box Kmart's Target's open. For no reason at all. It didn't make sense. And he's finally going to open up the state of Illinois, but there's been so much destruction that has been levied upon our small businesses, and he is not going to be able to repair himself. But let me just tell you this. We received $8 billion from the federal government under the CARES Act that was passed a few months ago. We are at $5 billion in the hole with our unemployment insurance trust fund. That is what our employers have to pay in for paying out claims. Because of the pandemic, the fund went very, very low. Of the $8 billion, we are allowed to replenish it with that money. The Democrats didn't put $1 into it. What they did is that they created a $1 billion slush fund for them for capital projects only between the Democrats and the House and Senate. So getting back to the governor, all we have to do is look at what happened on his fair tax, his signature proposal. Tax the rich, give it to the poor. No one bought it that was going to work out that way. That was a thorough rejection, not only of the tax and spending policies in Springfield, but also a rejection of the governor. 54% of Illinoisans, no, 56% of Illinoisans, that's Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, said no. So he can't just say it was Republicans who defeated this thing because all they do is cater to the rich guys. This is a Democrat state. It wasn't Republicans who defeated it. It was his own people who don't believe him. So I look at that as a strong foundation for Republicans to have a very strong midterm. I'm working tirelessly traveling the state, and we did exceptionally well last cycle against Mike Madigan, who I will take pride in that myself and my caucus are greatly responsible for him being thrown out of the legislature. So despite what you're reading, there is a move afoot within Illinois citizens, and I look back at not only the rejection of the fair tax, the non-retention of the sitting Supreme Court Chief Justice of the Supreme Court is huge, huge messages that were sent by Illinoisans to top-ranking Democrats that we put up with your nonsense. We are not going to put up with your nonsense anymore. So we've got opportunity. We've got to work through this map. But, you know, we have Dan Swanson, who's been a tremendous asset to us, particularly when it comes to investigating the LaSalle Veterans Home. Dan has spoken with clarity and also with experience of how we should treat our veterans. And I remember it was just a few years ago that candidate Pritzker was highly critical of Governor Rauner and the way that he handled Legionnaires in Quincy. He doesn't believe he should receive the same type of analysis, but 36 veterans died there. They were given notice that this facility was not up to standards. He can't blame people. He has a habit of blaming everyone except himself. He won't take responsibility. So,
all right. So when I hear you speak, I almost hear maybe a gubernatorial candidate type of speech. Is that something you would consider running for governor on the Republican ticket?
No, my commitment is to Dan Swanson in the caucus that I oversee. I made that commitment months ago. My place is the House of Representatives, and I plan to retire in the House of Representatives at the appropriate time. But my goal is to win the majority, and we have a strong plan to be able to get that majority based on some of the things I just told you about. I have a great passion for this state. I love this state, and I'm a lawyer. I'm a father, grandfather, and I often say this, that my father gave me one of the greatest bits of advice before he died. He said, leave a place better than you found it. So that's how I go through life.
And I know the governor has been on record saying he will not eliminate the added unemployment benefit in Illinois. What do you think of that?
Well, it's too bad because we're having a hard time finding workers now. They're making too much money staying home as opposed to working jobs in the retail, in the hospitality industry. I know a lot of people in both those areas of business that are struggling to find, whether it's people in the kitchen, people who are going to work the cash register and also servers, but every mom and pop store also in my neighborhood. They can't find people to work because of the benefits that the government continues to give people who were in the previously were contributing members of society. So I'm very concerned if he's going to continue with his benefits, that the people who lost out under the governor based on his signature on an executive order is not going to tell people to go back to work. Help those businesses that lost out. That's really unfortunate. But that shows you the priority of this governor. He's more interested in continuing with entitlement programs as opposed to making Illinois going back to work.
And back to the pandemic, when you look at the administration of the pandemic since last March or last April, do you think it should have been a local control issue, or how do you think it should have been handled differently? What are some of the key points you would have looked at?
Well, here's the thing. COVID doesn't have doesn't look at borders of counties. It was a statewide issue for the most part. Different parts were hit more than the others, particularly in the Chicago area and certain parts of central Illinois, but we have some places that didn't experience a lot. The governor could have made adjustments on how we used our health care facilities and also how he managed these local retail establishments. Some of them could have been gone back to work based on some type of safety measures that we had in place. I would walk into a restaurant in my area, and it was safer than walking into the space shuttle. But the governor was shutting them down, opening them up, making it more restrictive. I can't say that this was a statewide issue, but it could have been managed significantly different by listening to the facts about where the COVID was, what were the places that COVID was spreading. And one thing I saw is that COVID was not in my areas where he shut down all the restaurants. The spread wasn't coming from restaurants. It wasn't coming from hospitality. It was coming from schools and healthcare facilities. And he told me, you just got to read the science. I said, I read the science and I read the facts, Governor. You're wrong. What you've done, you've destroyed this economy when you had an opportunity to keep it alive during a very difficult time. I don't envy him to be in this position. Like I said earlier, you don't go to COVID 101 school. I supported the first stay-at-home order. But when we found out that there is some areas in our community that can operate, do it in a safe manner, we can do that on a county-by-county, township-by-township basis. That's all I wanted from the governor, for him to be able to look at it from the big picture and not classify everybody as the same way, as if it's everything should be classified as the south side of Chicago when it comes to COVID spread.
All right, so just final question. Back to the top of the ticket with the 2022 race on the Republican ticket, gubernatorial side. Are you going to let the system play out, or what do you think of the candidates that have announced so far?
It's very early, and just last week we passed a law that I believe was signed by the governor, which is going to push back the primary till June. So there's a lot of game and a lot of play left. I'm going to see how the congressional maps are drawn. I know that there's been some speculation if we lose one of our good members of Congress, they may put their hat in the ring. But, you know, we've got fine individuals that are currently running, but I've run statewide before. And they have to make their case, and they have to be able to prove their worthiness on a statewide level, and that's not easy. So we're very early in the game, but I do believe that Governor Pritzker can be beat, and this is extremely important to bring checks and balances to state government. I feel that we're going to make great advances in the House of Representatives. So having a Republican governor and hopefully me as Speaker of the House this next cycle afterwards, it's going to make a big difference to the state, and people will be pleased. I've got some very firm beliefs about where we should be as a state. I support public safety. I'm a prosecutor from Chicago, and I don't like what the Democrats have done to our law enforcement officers. They have vilified them through and through the state of Illinois, and it's just wrong. We don't have a safe, Chicago's not a safe place to live. And it's very sad because I love the city of Chicago. But the police up there feel that they, no one's got their back, and they're continuing, the Democrats are continuing to pass legislation which interferes with their ability to protect our communities, but also it interferes with their ability to keep a job, and that's just wrong.
And then just one final point, and this is a local point here. So one of the first summer festival events of 2021 post-pandemic is here in Aledo. I know, you know, I think the Chicago ballparks are going 100% effective June 11th with the state reopening. What do you think of your impressions of being here today?
I am so pleased, and it's I can breathe again. I had my shots. No one's wearing a mask. I feel that everybody has been responsible in handling this, but this is great to see people out again, enjoying the community, enjoying themselves, their families, and their friends. It's been a long year and a half. I don't know. I can't even remember how long it's taken, but I'm glad we're here, and I'm glad I'm in Aledo to join in with all my friends and family from Mercer County today.